Clarinetist David Krakauer is a classical virtuoso who's also into klezmer, the music of East European Jews. Several years ago, he connected with a Canadian musician and started playing klezmer with a hip-hop beat. Now Krakauer has added a funk trombone player to the collaboration. John Kalish has the story of their band, Abraham Inc.
Abraham Inc. is kind of surprising. Even for the musicians.
When I graduated from Juilliard in 1980, someone had told me, you'll be playing with Fred Wesley, and it will be because you're playing Jewish music? I would have been like, okay.
David Krakauer already knew that Fred Wesley Jr. was the funkiest trombone player on the planet. Wesley spent years on the road with James Brown and George Clinton. He also played jazz with the Count Basie Orchestra.
If you had told me that I would one day end up playing with a great classical clarinetist playing Jewish music, I would have told you you were nuts too.
The third principal in Abraham Inc. is the Montreal-based accordion player and beat architect known as DJ Sokol. He grew up at a time when samples of Wesley's trombone riffs from the old James Brown records were widely used in hip-hop. It turned out that someone in Krakauer's klezmer band knew somebody who played with Wesley. Sokol says the three arranged to meet 4 years ago at a rehearsal studio in Carnegie Hall.
I guess I remember being a little nervous, a little freaked out, like, what on earth is going to happen here? We're about to meet Fred Wesley. Are we prepared? Is he going to laugh? Is he going to be cool? We had no idea. But then we go inside. There's Fred Wesley sitting there with his trombone out. And immediately he was friendly and talkative and kind and cool.
And then Fred just said, give me a beat. So-Sokol hit a beat.
It was a funky beat, and I recognized the beat. And David Krakauer started playing some clarinet on top of it.
Wesley started just jamming on top of it.
And that first moment, there was total chemistry. And we said, okay, this is going to work.
Fred Wesley had played with hip-hop musicians before.
Hip-hop is sort of a watered-down funk, you know. Horns are taken out of it, and most of the rhythm is taken out. It's just one single boom, bam, and rap on top of it, you know. So I wasn't really thrilled by it.
But klezmer made Fred Wesley nervous. It's an Eastern modal music whose scales are substantially different from those used in R&B. David Krakauer told him not to worry.
We said, forget about the modes, Fred. Just take those notes and harmonize them and arrange them the way you've done for James Brown, for P-Funk, whatever. Anything you want to do. Just do what you do.
Abraham Inc. is a 10-piece multiracial band. In addition to DJ Sokol, there's an African-American rapper named C. Ray Walls from the Bronx. The ensemble also features white jazz guitarist Cheryl Bailey and black bassist Jerome Harris, who works with Sonny Rollins. David Krakauer says the band itself is a mashup.
This idea didn't come from a record label, didn't come from a concert promoter. It came from us, from the artists. And so therefore, it's a real meeting of people. And we're learning a lot about each other and about each other's traditions.
Abraham Inc. played its debut concert 2 years ago at Harlem's Apollo Theater. DJ Sokol says, at first audiences don't quite know what to make of the group.
Maybe they stare at you thinking, oh my God, are they insane? And, you know, we are. But maybe halfway into the tune, they just hear that it's funky as hell and it's making them want to move. So the audiences, no matter where we are, basically are eventually up on their feet, jumping around, sweating, dancing in circles.
I've never seen a circle dance before outside of a Jewish wedding. I played many Jewish weddings.
Once again, Fred Wesley Jr.
People always dance to this music.
Abraham Inc. will tour Europe this summer. The band's new album is called Tweet Tweet. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
To All Things Considered from NPR News.